Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. Mayoral primary less than 2 weeks away now, early voting in 2 days. And tonight, the candidates, minus the front runner, will debate. Our Glenn Chuck previews.
Garcia, Stringer, Wiley, and Yang will be on the debate stage. Eric Adams will not. He'll be in Queens, he says, for a vigil and rally for Justin Wallace, who was shot and killed last weekend. Now, Catherine Garcia on Adams' absence.
Maybe he thought it was going to be a little hot in there. Clearly, he's afraid of being on stage.
Hot weather and hot questions as to where Adams actually lives after a report claims that Mr. Adams spends time in a condo in Fort Lee and often sleeps at his office at Borough Hall. In an effort to dispel that, Adams took reporters on a tour of his apartment in Bed-Stuy yesterday.
I moved here to Bedford-Stuyvesant over almost 20 years ago. And this block has changed.
A poll yesterday now has Wiley surging. Early voting begins Saturday. The primaries in 12 days. Glenn Chuck, 1010 Wins, here in Midtown.
Eric Adams might not be there tonight, but he is still number one in the latest PIX 11 News Nation Emerson College poll. He gets 23% support. Maya Wiley, Bill de Blasio's former counsel, has jumped to second with 17%. That is up from 9% that poll gave her toward the end of last month. As for the debate, you can hear it live at 7 o'clock tonight right here on 1010 Wins and 1010wins.com. And make sure you stick around afterward because our Juliet Papa will be hosting a post-debate special. Outside the Dream Hotel in Chelsea, a man has been shot to death. This happened just after midnight in front of the Dream downtown on West 16th at 9th Avenue. It seems that the two had been arguing when the suspect pulled out a gun. Cops were called and they found the 25-year-old victim with a gunshot wound to the torso. They did rush him to a nearby hospital, but he was pronounced dead there. The man was not believed to be a hotel guest. The suspect took off in a Jeep. Cops are also searching for some very busy robbers in Manhattan. In a case from the 3rd of this month, the suspects punched a 32-year-old man, stole his AirPods, and ran off. This happened near 42nd and 8th. The same day, the duo attacked a 43-year-old man, also punched him, and stole $60 in cash. If you know anything about these guys, call Crime Stoppers. Why are some criminals out on the streets after getting busted? NYPD Commissioner Dermot Shea blames bail reform, and he tells 1010 Wins laws need to change to give judges the discretion to prevent gang members from getting out.
You'd think it's not true, but unfortunately, it's tragically true. It's what New Yorkers and the men and women of this department are facing every day. And, you know, my takeaway is clearly this wasn't in what was intended with some of the recent laws, but I think it should be and it must be the priority for Albany.
Well, Shea tells 1010 Wins he is asking Albany to do something. It was recently reported that a reputed teenage gang member with 3 gun arrests in 4 months had his bail reduced by a Bronx judge, allowing him to get out of jail and allegedly fire a random shot that killed a father of 2. A rally is being held in Queens to support the families forced out of their homes by a massive fire. 500 people are now scattered throughout the city looking for homes after the devastating blaze that burned through their Jackson Heights building in April. The 8 alarmer injured 21 people, including 16 firefighters, and the fire was caused by an overloaded power strip. It spread very quickly because the fire apartment, the door where the fire started in, was not shut. Residents are said to be evicted from hotels on the 20th of this month. That happens to be Father's Day. The Tenants Association will be joined by lawmakers and community activists today as they call for a hotel extension. The TSA is trying to avoid massive jams at airports this summer as we all start traveling again. We've had some pretty strong thunderstorms these past couple of nights, and a man in southern Jersey has been killed by by lightning. The man was golfing at the Burlington County Club in West Hampton Township at about 3:30 in the afternoon. He was near a tree when lightning struck yesterday. Norm Jones lives nearby, and he says this storm just came out of nowhere.
Usually when you thunder and lightning, you think the skies are dark and all. It wasn't. It was just sunny.
Well, the golfer not yet identified is the first person to die from a lightning strike in the U.S., and it turns out he was killed just minutes after the Washington Post posted a story about nobody being killed by lightning so far this year. That had been a record for the latest in the year the nation had made it without a lightning fatality. Stan Lee was known for turning up on the streets of New York in cameos in movies like 2007 Spider-Man.
You know, I guess one person can make a difference.
And now he's getting a street named after him in the Bronx. University Avenue between Brandt Place and West 176th will be named for the late comic book legend who died 3 years ago at the age of 95. Before he created Spider-Man, the Hulk, X-Men, Black Panther, Stan Lee grew up in the Bronx. Councilmember Fernando Cabrera hosts the event, calling Lee simply a creative genius. Sarah Feinberg might not become the first woman to head the MTA after all. Lawmakers in Albany have said no to taking up Governor Cuomo's proposal to split up the agency's leadership under Pat Foy. Legislators take their recess starting today, so they will not vote on Cuomo's plan to have Feinberg be the MTA's chairwoman and Jana Lieber be CEO overseeing day-to-day operations.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.